A very happy Friday to you and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. You're with Mike Pearsall. We've made it. Thank God the weekend has arrived and footy is back. Round one of the NRL continuing. The Canberra Raiders getting their revenge on the Knights for last year's finals heartbreak, beating them 28-12 in Newcastle. The Knights were only behind by 2 points at 8-6 at halftime, but a Danny Levi try early in the second 40 took the game away from the home team. A late try to Jordan Rapiner then put the icing on the cake.
Strain sends it away. Opawane, what a pass. Another try to Canberra. They've sealed this one in fine fashion. Performance of the Green Machine.
There has been plenty of hype surrounding the Knights following last year's feel-good run into the finals, but coach Adam O'Brien says they weren't willing to do the tough stuff required to win a round one game.
Our game lacked any sort of grit. We were impatient. We wanted, we wanted the highlight reel.
AFL now, and Sydney has beaten Melbourne in the season opener at the SCG. Jordan Tunbridge has more.
The Sydney Swans have started the season in style with a 22-point win over Melbourne at the SCG. A tight contest for the first three quarters, the Swans finished strongly, booting 5-2 in the final term. Brody Grundy impressed in his first outing against his former side, arguably winning the ruck battle with Max Gawn. He had more disposals, clearances and marks. Isaac Heaney had a huge influence for the Swans with 13 clearances, stepping up in the absence of several high-profile midfielders. Jack Viney was the Demons' best, amassing a game-high 30 disposals and kicking 2 goals. Bailey Fritch booted 4. One injury concern for the Dees, Jake Bowie hurting his shoulder when he clashed with Justin McInerney as they contested a ground ball. Jordan Tunbridge, 9 News.
Here's Sydney coach John Longmire speaking after their victory.
I thought we did a great job. You know, I thought, you know, our second half in particular, we got on top of in the contest, which we were probably a little bit behind in that first half, and it was wonderful.
To basketball now, the Illawarra Hawks have gone down to Melbourne United in overtime in the first game of their NBL playoff. The Hawks led by 16 points with fewer than 7 minutes remaining, but went down 115-106 after OT. Coach Justin Tatum is taking responsibility for the loss ahead of Sunday's now must-win game 2.
It is what it is, but this one is on me, and this is on, you know, my team understands that, you know, they got to make sure that they got to find a way to pull the game out. Can't have a 17-point lead with any team and then allow to come back.
Rugby Australia has revealed shocking budget breaches leading up to the Wallabies' failed World Cup campaign, releasing a review into a disastrous 2023, which included 23 recommendations. RA Chief Executive Phil Waugh outlining the excessive blowout.
The over investment that was unapproved was $2.6 million. Delegation of authority is important. You know, clearly, there were breaches in that area, and we've made personnel changes on the back of some of those breaches.
India is in control of the fifth test at home against England. After winning the toss, the Poms collapsed to lose their final 6 wickets for 43 runs, all out for 218 in Dharamshala. India 1-135 at stumps in reply. Australian golfer Minwoo Lee has had a hot start to the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Florida, including a 20-metre birdie putt on the first hole. He's finished 3 under par, 2 shots off the pace in fifth place. Fellow Australian Jason Day is 1 shot further back. In football, Sydney FC veteran Ryan Grant has signed a new 2-year contract with the Sky Blues, which will take him through to his 18th season at the A-League club. San Francisco has been named the host city for tennis's Laver Cup in 2025, and Aussie Josh Giddey has scored 19 points in the Thunder's NBA win over the Trailblazers. That is the very latest from Wide World of Sports. You've been with Mike Pearsall this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.